Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome back to Intrepid Heroes, and our playthrough through the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. And welcome, everyone. How's it going?
Going great.
Good, great.
Yeah. How does level 2 feel? Because you've all leveled up, something I forgot to mention at the end of the last session.
Yeah. Woohoo. Excited to try it out.
Yeah, that's good. So we just spent a little time sort of leveling up together, and everyone's got some fun new toys that hopefully we'll get to see very soon. But to remind you, what happened last time? The six of you were trapped in an elevator together that plummeted down to a spooky ghost levels of Absalom Station, with strange events happening with robots and oozes
and tour
other
groups.
Things and odd cultists and tour groups.
Yes,
indeed.
The worst horror of them all.
Something had happened that sort of plunged you into this unusual extra dimensional space that sort of takes up lots of places down here and under the surface of Absalom Station. But after finally finding another elevator and getting the power back on and rescuing that tour group, you're able to come back to what you believe to be, reality, normal space. And as you stepped out of the elevator, all of your comm units lit up with all these sort of messages and alerts that you'd missed during your time below. People checking it. Oh, hey, are you doing okay? What's going on? Did you hear about what happened? All that stuff. And more specifically, that there is one thing alert, like a news alert from that's clearly Absalom Station wide, is that the Primex Cantal, the sort of leader of Absalom Station, is recommending that everyone shelter in place while they look into these strange events that have caused some electronic havoc throughout the station. There was some sort of unheard of power flicker with the Starstone reactor, the very heart of Absalom Station, that's caused security systems and life support generators and emergency and so forth to sort of like give this brief little hiccup. And that's basically set everyone on high alert. And basically now at this point, there's, you can see, as you're maybe scrolling through your vid feeds, there are vehicles just stopped, on sort of the Absalom Station streets. There's, squads of security sort of patrolling these deserted walkways, and the occasional image of a looted storefront or two. There is a lot of sort of doom and gloom from some InfoSphere sites. Some other people said, oh, this is just strangeness. This, you know, weird stuff happens in Absalom Station all the time. This is just another blip. It'll pass. We're all going to be fine. We've been fine before. We'll be fine again.
Yeah.
But people are also saying, oh, the swarm is about to attack and all sorts of stuff. There's not a lot of information that is clearly like related to the stuff that you've seen, right? No one is saying like, oh, I saw these ghostly tentacles. Remember, if you like right at the beginning was the when the elevator began to plummet, you all saw this sort of like negative image of these ghostly tentacles. You've all the computers down there were sort of spouting this "it is awake." The cultists down there were also worshiping something or trying to worship something weird. Most everyone up here on Absalom Station is seemingly just sort of like speculating and not mentioning all of that.
Still, it does seem odd that the occurrence is simultaneous.
It does. It does indeed seem odd. You're in this alleyway currently, right? And you can kind of see stretching out. You're definitely in a neighborhood that may be familiar to one or two of you. You can see basically shipping crates that are turned into apartment buildings stacked on top of one another, reaching up to a holographic sky that is just a blue with these fluffy white clouds. But you can also see on that holographic sky there are imperfections. Which you can see pipes and wiring and whatnot, just basically sort of holes and what have you. There's also, and some of those pipes and whatnot are sort of clearly pockmarked with laser burns. Also in this holographic sky is this maniacally cheerful sun shining down with a face on it, just sort of like, just sort of like that in that, not quite in the Teletubby baby sense, but just literally like the sort of cartoon, just the eyes are too wide and whatnot. And as you are, standing sort of looking at it goes, hey, now come down to Sunny Six Diner and try our Grindle Grubs. And so like doing an advertisement basically, right? Mm-hmm. After it does that, you hear someone shoot a laser beam up in the sky towards this sun. And you know, obviously the hologram just reflects off.
Was it Kryzak?
What do you all want to do?
It could have been
one of you guys. It could have been one of y'all.
No more ads.
I mean, I considered that a manipulate action. So
yeah.
Fair. Oh, you haven't named anybody yet.
That's my permanent nemesis.
Now, I think specifically, I know Starchild. You've been here before. This is Little Akaton, place that used to be a kind of a just basically a dock and storage area for long haul freighters to visiting Absalom Station and going to the planet Akaton. But right now it's just crammed full of people, a lot of people who have sort of emigrated from Akaton and made this their neighborhood. Not an inch of viable space is wasted. You've got also like scrap yards and small co-op farms occupying every sort of nearly every space except for the alleyway that you're in. And there are docks here that lead sort of out in the space, but they don't get a lot of use these days. Some of them have been probably converted to like boneyards for spare ships and that kind of stuff. But this is also where you were probably pretty recently doing a little job for the community center here. You were out there getting party supplies, coming back to the community center here in Little Akaton. I'm not sure if anybody else had any connections to Little Akaton or not, but
I don't think so.
No, okay. But, you know, the question is, what do y'all want to do?
Well, it was weird being stuck in an elevator with you guys. Have a good day, and we'll see you around sometime.
Yeah, don't
Jode,
be strangers.
Come on, let's go.
Whoa, don't you think we should be telling some? I mean, it's not a coincidence that these things are happening together, right?
I'm sure.
The experience that we had, I think we should be telling some of the authorities. If this is going on, maybe that will help them, right?
I think we were just in an alternative reality at the time, so. Things obviously have switched back.
To this? Points around, like, this is not normal.
Oh, I don't know. Not from here.
Strange stuff happens all the time.
Not like this. This is very unusual.
Well, I'm not really sure where we should go.
Yeah,
well, you know the area best, right?
Well, we could head over to the community center, but I don't...
For a party?
Yeah, well, the party stuff got kind of ruined, and I don't know that anybody's going to be there, but they have a beverage fridge.
They got something on tap. I can go.
The siren song of a beverage fridge.
Do they have a pool table?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they got ping pong. They got, you know, some loungers. Got a little basketball court. Okay, they probably don't.
I don't want to play basketball against a Vesk. that's just a recipe for trouble.
Kryzak's just looking around. He's seeing all this chaos, you know, it's out and around, and they're all talking about playing ping pong in a beverage cart. And I just kind of looks at you and starts growling, and he's,
yeah.
What is wrong with all you people? It's chaos out there. Let's go.
Go and do you have what? A destination?
Violence.
Whoa.
Is there any other option?
How did I know that was what was coming?
Sounds like more chaos to me, but I don't know.
I'm not interested in drawing that sort of attention.
Actually, Krytek, one of your messages is from Jules Akama, the Vesk who sent you sort of like, oh, you were going down to the docks to sort of do a little bit of a cleanup on a salvage ship. He's got a message. His message, you know, recorded message is like, Krytek, I don't know what happened, but, I think that there might be bigger problems going on here. If wherever you end up doing, give me a ring. And maybe if you need any help, let me know.
Okay, I will hit that button and to call him back.
Ah, Cratchit!
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I am not doing well.
No,
it's
all
trapped in an elevator and went to the ghost level.
Oh, wow. Well, where are you now?
I think they said Little Akaton.
Oh, Little Akaton. Okay, look, that salvage thing. Don't worry about it. That's nothing. That job, but I might have a little someone else down there. Since you gotta, they're not letting people move between neighborhoods right now. So, but if you want to do something while you're in Little Akaton, you can talk to my friend Nick Knack. He's got a scrapyard there. He might have a job for you or something. If you're looking to do something, that's the Yosoki you want to talk to.
Is there violence?
Could be. Could be.
I will check it out. You said Nick Knack?
That's right. Yeah.
Is he Yosoki?
Yes. He's trustworthy though. Well, so mostly trustworthy.
Very well. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, just stay safe.
Okay.
We don't know what's going on, so just stay safe, you know?
All right. Krytek out. I'll look around. Does anybody know Nick Knack? Runs a junkyard?
Yeah. That's who I was on the way to go meet.
Apparently,
I ended up in the elevator.
He needs help with something. My contact has given me that as a job lead.
Well, I guess since that's where I was headed to begin with, makes sense. I'll accompany you. Anybody else want to go along? See what the
well, we
what
were
going to
leave, but what's this about the neighborhoods being locked down?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to, like,
were you
come
were
out
you
of this
eavesdropping?
Area.
Do you know nothing of privacy?
No, that's all in the news. That's like on everybody's news feed.
Yes, he was talking on the news cast. Or whatever.
If you head out of the elevator and sort of go, around a little bit here in Little Akaton, you can see that there is there are like corridors and elevators to leave the neighborhoods to go between the neighborhoods and Absalom Station, right? There are a couple, Absalom Station security guards sort of posted in front of this tunnel, let's say, right? And you can talk to them if you want, but they're clearly there. People are, at this, it's clear that the people around like know what they're there for, so no one's trying to leave right now. But it's clear that these security guards are just kind of like, they're not like, they don't have guns out like military situation. They're just kind of standing there. There's maybe like one of them sitting on a chair. There is a kind of a holographic sort of barrier across the tunnel with the sort of yellow and black kind of like.
We'll just ask one of them. I'll walk out. Excuse me, I'd like to get to Jatembe Park.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Lockdown.
Lockdown. Okay. So we can't leave Little Akaton.
Yeah, until the station security is completely sure that everything's safe. A lot of people, I don't know if you heard about this, a lot of people got like trapped in the ghost levels. Some people got injured.
Well, we got trapped in the ghost levels, and we got a little bit injured as well.
Yeah. Oh.
But we're better now.
That's true.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, you know, we don't know in all the transit tunnels and all the, you know, the elevators and whatnot might not be safe. So for now, everyone's been ordered to shelter in place.
And the in place being Little Acton. Already.
Yeah, that's where you're here.
So do you have like a place specifically in mind? Like where we're supposed to be sheltering? Because otherwise we're just kind of hanging out here. I mean, I was thinking the community center, but maybe you know what's going on over there.
You can try the community center. If you're not from around, if you don't have an apartment here, try the community center. I think they're having some, holding some people up. You know, you can get some food at the diner. And then at that point, you know, again, the sun goes, try Sunny Six Diner and our gravy grubs. And then another person shoots at it. Yeah, that goes on every like 15 minutes or so. It's a little maddening. I didn't really want to be stationed here, but you know, what do you got to do?
Yeah.
Some people, you know, the diner, you know, ask around if you need anything.
Okay, one thing I don't want to do is go to the diner.
Well, there is the only other person that
we could try, a lot of us know,
is this knickknack individual.
Do you know if he needs more than one person for this job? Or?
Just the comment didn't say to Crysex. He just said Scott, you're you just knew that this knickknack might need some people to do something, you know. It was very vague. It was just on the, you know, sort of dark infosphere kind of stuff, you know. Nothing much.
Yeah. So, hey, man, it wasn't specific. You know, it's out there. So, just looking for one, might be looking for more. If y'all are looking for something to do, you know, during the lockdown here, might be worth checking out.
Can't leave Little Agaton.
Yeah. And maybe he's got a full bar over there.
Miss Starchild. The Skittermander, who's the tour guide at the ghost level tours down that you all rescued, is now sort of coming out of the alleyway and sort of waving four of the arms at you. Oh, there, I caught you. I wanted to get you before you could get away here. I appreciate that you and your friends helped us out of that bind, saved our lives. The two, Sheeran and I, kind of like, you know, put our heads together a little bit, went all six, we wanted to thank you with this. And he hands you a data chip. Like a cred chip.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. What? That's so sweet of you. Thank you.
I was afraid it was going to be a coupon for the rest of the restaurant.
Well, that or like a tour, a discount on a tour.
That's a tour. for the diner. You look at this cred stick, it's got like 450 credits on it.
Wow. Man,
that's kind of a lot.
Nice. It's wow.
That's real money. Either.
That is a lot.
Yeah. The those two, Sheeran, I guess they're, you know, they got some money, right? That's why they're going on these weird tours and whatnot. So they were really appreciative and they wanted me to give you this.
Aw, thanks and then so he kinda, much.
He goes to like, he can I get a hug?
Yeah.
All right. He gives you a hug, six arms, and then trundles off.
Aw. That was sure decent of them.
The Sheeran are sort of going and following him, and he's like, oh, I hear this diner's. I'm hearing lots of things about this diner. We should go check it out. And they're like, well, since we're here, then they head off to the diner.
We've heard a lot about a junkyard. We're going to go check it out. Good day.
Okay.
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. So maybe, you know, need to ask around. Acaton, you were talking about like a neighborhood. If you're thinking about the size of like something like Queens in New York City, or like Hell's Kitchen, you know, a neighborhood size. So there's lots of streets and whatnot to sort of go through. But you're able to find the, by asking around pretty much, it's sort of on the edge. There are a, enough of, someone here is apparently clearly sort of like maybe moved in a little bit of like dirt as well, because as you sort of approach this scrapyard, fence and scrap metal that shows there's actually like plants, kind of like these, like maybe they're tomato plants, sort of sprouting everywhere. You can see sort of through the fence, there's like a little prefab cabin squatting there, surrounded by just junk and half finished projects. Maybe it looks like there's a hull of a like a two person starship, flecked with blue paint. There's some suits of power armor that are all banged up. And then like clearly just this bright magenta knitted scarf hanging off a porch chair. There are like tires and tin cans filled with dirt from which these plants are growing. You know what? I think we do have a map, so let's bring you all to a map in just a second. I know you probably can't see it yet.
Nope.
Just kind of grab the party. Come on, party. Okay, it doesn't work that way. It works this way.
Scrapyard's kind of dark.
Sorry, everyone.
Wait.
Eject. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. There we go.
You are sort of looking at this fence a little bit. 10-foot high chain fence. There's a gate. There's clearly a buzzer next to the gate, but when you press it, it just kind of sparks a little bit and doesn't make a buzzing noise.
Uh-huh. Mm. Nice. Well,
and you can kind of see through this fence, even though you can't quite see through this fence.
Bang on it a little bit.
Doesn't work, so I will. Wham, wham,
wham. Bang, 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 bang on it. There's no answer at the moment.
Hmm. Maybe they're sheltering in place.
Yeah, probably.
Well, we were invited, so it's not exactly breaking in.
It doesn't look like this gate is like. Like, we got a big padlock chain on it or anything, yeah. Right?
Just open it.
So we can just open it?
Yeah, you can just kind of push them. Let's push it open.
I will use my operative ways.
There we go.
Wow. There, that did it.
And this little prefab is like right there, the other side of the gate. This little prefab, as you clearly you can see, it's only like 10 feet by 10 feet. This little shack, essentially, right? You can hear vaguely at this point, too, like maybe like some really loud music coming out of it, and like the sounds of the sounds of someone like welding something, maybe, or okay. You know, sawing some of the metal saw. It's clearly very loud.
You just can't hear it.
Go up to the door and knock on it.
Yeah, think.
All right, one second. I would.
There might be some security, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a. You step in here, and you're kind of got your fist up to knock on the door, Jode, right? And the hair on like the back of your neck begins to kind of stand up on end, and this like junk pile over here to just to your left. Just sort of north of the cabin. And Krajic, you're right there too. And you don't have hair on the back of your neck because you're a lizard, but your highly tuned senses of like from sport, right? Your reactive senses get a feeling something's about to happen.
I will say, oh no.
Yeah. The whole thing is just kind of all this metal is just kind of vibrating. There is a with the speed of like a gunshot, a metal scrap comes shooting out of this pile of junk in your general direction.
Yes, Jason, I can't I can't grab my token.
Oh no! Yeah, the game, it's because it
paused. It's paused.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So you're not going to be able to move anything right now. Alrighty. That's probably Oops! Don't do that. That was the wrong button. It just barely misses you. With a 15. It just goes streaking past your head. I'm going to have everyone roll initiative now, please. Wait, let me get you all into the, into the initiative tracker. All right. And I'm going to roll some other initiatives as well.
Wait a second.
Don't mind me.
Vic Dumas.
It's been a while. I forgot how to do this.
You can go to the cross swords tab there. You can click on that. You'll see the initiative tracker. Just press the button next to your name, and it'll roll initiative for you.
All right.
Yeah. So do you, Seth, do you see the cross swords?
Yeah, I did that. It didn't register?
It didn't register.
Okay, well, sorry, I'm going
to... It will have a pop-up that you have to...
Oh, yeah, you might have to deal with the pop-up.
Then I can't... No, I didn't see the pop-up. Sorry, I'm... It...
Okay, it's okay. I could just easily hold the button for you.
Oh, well,
and I roll a nat 20 for you. Okay, so, Steph, Starchild, you're outside the gate here. You can kind of basically see through this chain link fence a little bit. You're not going to be able to target anything through it, let's say, but you can kind of just get an idea. Because it's chain link, but it's kind of real close chain. So there's, does not, things aren't super visible, but you can kind of get shapes and whatnot. But you hear something metal go pew and maybe just sort of scrape by Jode's head. What do you want to do?
Well, so they went in, but the gate closed again and we can't get back. We can't get in.
No, the gate is open. The gate's wide open.
Yeah, I'm the gate's saying, further south than where we are.
From your current position, you're sort of standing next to a fence and you can kind of just only barely make out shapes in the fence, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to reposition this map? I can't see my...
Yeah, you right-click, you can drag your map around. Hold right-click and hold, you can drag the map around. Or...
No, that's not...
I'll delay.
Okay, no worries. Who's next? Zosra, you are next.
Okay, well, something's going down.
Definitely.
Indeed.
And there was, you guys went to knock and there was no answer.
We didn't even get to knocking. I just raised my fist and then suddenly kapow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they take that as a hostile action. That's weird. Gonna move in at least, so 5, 10, 20, so I can get a better view of what's going on, and it's coming from this thing?
Yeah, this pile is ovens and metal bits, they're all kind of clearly vibrating, and a couple, pieces of like rebar are just kind of standing on end, almost impossibly so.
That thing must be defective or something. Okay, so no answer. We need to shut that thing down then. I don't see a way to do it myself. So I'm going to try to disable it the only way I know how.
Mm-hmm. Shoot it. Violence.
Violence. I wonder if that's something I can. I could do a knowledge check, right?
Yeah, but you can attempt to. Yeah, you can do a seek or a. Or
I am just not a knowledge person.
Make a recall knowledge about something.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing. Could I disable it, with thievery, do I think?
That's something I'm going to need you to make a little roll for. Yeah, basically. If you want to roll a thievery check as a knowledge, as a recall knowledge, you may.
Okay. Or I can just run over and try and do it. Okay, so let me get to that. Try a thievery check to see if maybe that's a way to do it.
All right,
oh, I should have done that.
You should have done it in secret, but that's fine. Yeah, secret. So there's some kind of magnetic field happening here that is causing this to happen. Whether or not it may be the result of some unusual bit of malfunctioning technology in there, or maybe some sort of magic, or some unholy combination of the both, you're not entirely sure. But you do know that if you were to like get up close and just kind of like maybe like move some junk around. Again, this would be thievery checks to do that, and each of those will be a two action activity. Do you might do that enough, and you'll kind of like separate out all the dangerous bits?
Okay,
right.
Okay, so I'll just try to relay that to people. Hey, this thing seems to be malfunctioning. This batch of stuff, we can get out a part or somehow disable it, I think would be the good thing to do on that. I don't want to destroy stuff that belongs to this guy, but. It may need some help. So I only have one action left, which means I don't have enough. I could get up next to it, but I kind of don't want to do that. It's not my thing. So I'm going to actually continue moving in further just to get some distance and then maybe get a little bit of like behind another scrap pile from it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
That should end my turn.
Great. Dr. Dumay.
Actually, I'm going to jump in.
You want to jump in? And, that's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
And sorry. I don't know how that happened. So it's this pile of junk here?
Like, yes. Yeah.
All right. So I'll... all right. So I don't know how... It's not letting me move.
You might not be on the right that's the word I'm looking for. The right
selection
cursor
tool.
Thing. Selection tool, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Which one do I need to be on?
It's just so they're both on the left hand side, the little token controls, the little person, yeah. And then select tokens. Are both of those highlighted?
Are both of what highlighted?
Both of those squares highlighted for you. There's a little silhouette of a person.
Right.
I don't see those.
I see the tokens. I don't see the highlight because my settings don't usually let highlighting come through.
On the left side of the screen, there's a two little ribbons of
like a
symbols.
Person,
do you
a
see
ruler
those?
And a...
Yes, I do. And okay. I click on the token controls guy, but I don't know
so
if
you
I
are
highlighted
on that.
It or not.
I think if you clicked on it, you violated it. So you should be able to click on your token and then move it around. There you go.
Okay. Yeah,
there it is.
Yay. It's moved. So sometimes you get stuck on measurement and it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't see my little. I've had a little ribbon up at the top that lets me. Click
yes,
on
and I'm sorry about that. There's some that module that I have added is somehow it's not been updated and it's not appearing. And it gives me an error message when we start the world, but that error message goes away so fast I haven't been able to read it. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to fix that for this session, but I'll try. Hopefully, it'll be fixed for next time.
Too bad. It's super
so you'll have to go through. Yes, I love it. And token action HUD, if you're out there, hit me up. I will have fixed it by the time anyone hears this.
Okay,
but if you want to do your character sheet, you can do things through your character sheet, your skills and whatnot.
So I'll move to there. I don't know if that's one movement or two, but what kind of skill would let me try to figure out how I can?
Okay, it's going to be thievery.
Oh, you're kidding! What... I almost upgraded that.
Oh no,
but I didn't. Okay.
Do you want to try it anyway?
Yeah.
That'll be two actions.
Okay.
Okay.
So here on the character sheet, I just...
Looks just click like the dice. Yep, just click that, and it'll bring up another pop-up to make sure you've got all your pluses and bonuses and whatnot, but then you can just hit roll after that.
Oh, okay, there I must have a block-up popper, or pop-up blocker, because the pop-ups just aren't showing up. So let me... because I clicked on that, and then... It should be like roll 20, right? Where it's in the middle it just of the pops screen.
Up. It should just, comes up in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, it's not. That's okay. Moving on.
All right.
Oh, wait, I could use this thing at the bottom, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. There's, if you just want to, if you know your pluses, you can just roll a die.
Okay.
With that. But
public. Okay.
D20. Okay, what's your dex bonus?
15. My thievery bonus is plus 2.
Okay, great.
It's
cool.
Untrained.
So yeah, here you get in there and you basically kind of like find it like the one of the sharper pieces of metal that you can grab without hurting yourself and kind of like throw it off to the side. It kind of like it's like was standing up on edge, kind of vibrating a little bit, and you kind of grab it and kind of toss it over, and it hits the ground and it's not moving anymore.
Okay.
All right, but now we're up to Dr. Dume.
I'll go ahead and move over in that direction as well then.
Okay. So you're getting inside the scrapyard. You can see the junk pile kind of vibrating weirdly.
Okay. And so it's a thievery check is the only way to stop it is what we figured?
Oh, that's as far as Zosra knows.
That's all I know of.
Oh, okay.
I'm not an engineer.
Any control mechanisms anywhere for anything?
I mean, there are lots of bits and parts of, pieces of equipment here, right? So there's most likely, they're boxes, but they're all, everything looks scrap, like for the most part, or half finished.
Hmm. So it's just scrap that's just vibrating.
Yeah, it's very unusual, to be sure.
Huh. You could see
is it unusual, like magical? Could Arcana help, maybe?
It might be.
Well, I will
try recalling it with Arcana
before I start asking all kinds of questions like that.
Yeah.
So I can. Is that that's an action to recall knowledge?
Yes, it is. Everything's an action.
All right. How about if I just use my my newly gained detect magic instead?
There you go. Okay. So you do a ping, you do a detect magic pulse. That's a two action cantrip. Mm-hmm. And you can sense that, what you do is you sense the stuff that you know is magic. You can kind of disregard that.
Right.
But this pile over here is definitely giving off magic, and there's like kind of something a little more concentrated inside of it.
Like this
core. Both of them actually.
Oh, both those?
But the one with the sort of things that look like stoves, and the one sort of but in between those, there's just like this almost core of whatever's going on. You think that if you next turn, if still things were happening, you could use Arcana to kind of like counteract what's going on here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pass that info to anybody who might have Arcana.
I have Arcana. Okay. I'm interested in that info.
Oh.
I do not.
Mm-hmm.
However, show me. That core, that thing that you sort of noted, becomes a bit more... metal kind of shifts, and this pile of sort of this black looking, almost liquid metal comes oozing forward. And it's clear that like the metal around it is kind of like vibrating in tune with the, like this thing as it pulses every so often. Here, let me show you a picture of what this looks like.
Sounds like I know what that is.
Yeah, you might know what it is. And as it moves, it kind of begins moving. It all the metal sort of it moves by kind of bends towards it a little bit, as if it were highly magnetic. That's just
disgusting.
It kind of comes out here, and Starchild, you are the closest one at the moment. You've been messing with its delicious pile. A pseudopod comes out and attempts to strike you.
Oh no.
And I roll on that one, so you're fine.
Ha! Mm-hmm. I nimbly dodge.
Whoosh, get out of the way. It's
awkward blow.
Okay. Ooh, and then it kind of Krychek, you have a lot of you're fairly armored, right?
Yes.
You've got some metal armor, some heavy metal armor on.
Here. I've got, and I have an armored coat.
Oh, great. Lovely. So you're not covered in like big metal bulky armor, but you have some probably armor plates in these coats, and you can kind of feel them beginning to like pull towards this thing. And then it sort of strikes out its charge out, completely misses. And then it kind of just sort of like whooshes towards you and glops onto you. It kind of like magnetically attaches to the metal in your coat. And so the two of you are you're basically grabbed by it. But you know, it's not quite in your space, but it's kind of like grabbed onto you and pulling at your coat, and making you off guard. Okay, great. That's its turn. All right, Mr. Joe.
Is it now animated enough that moving over in order to try to do an Arcana thing is not useful, or how does?
No, not necessarily. These are two different, well, not necessarily two different things, but they are enough different effects that you can work on one and, you know, maybe this residual magic or whatever is not necessarily related to this thing, but maybe they're
somehow, maybe
possibly connected.
So I guess my question is, if I want to get over there and make an Arcana check, is that a single action?
You can make an Arcana check from where you are, but that will be two actions. Every time you try to disable,
I do want to disable
what is essentially a hazard, that is a
can I
two
disable
action
it from
activity.
Right here?
Yeah, you're close enough. The Arcana thing is you can do it from a bit from a distance because you're just kind of using magic on it. You don't have to touch it.
Then I shall do just that if I can succeed here. So let me give it a try. I hit the button. Nothing happened.
You might have had a pop-up.
The household just hates pop-ups.
Just got them all blocked.
Who even wants them? I have no... maybe I can touch myself?
You know what? Yeah, here, there's maybe. Also things I can I can just click this, and you can click that button in the chat. That
does it. Even shows me the pop-up. Yeah. Oh, how about that? 24.
Nice. Look at that, a success. So you're able, you can all feel the energy kind of tamping down a little bit, but it is still present. Which does lead me to this.
And then I will draw my weapon.
Do this. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. One more action. Draw your weapon. You
laser
have
pistol,
a
neon pistol or neon rifle, yeah.
Right? Right. You kind of pull that weapon, and like the barrel does feel like it's being pulled to point. Kind of at this ooze, right? You kind of feel a little bit.
Well,
of
that should be an advantage,
it,
right?
Which is gonna.
That's right. Got an aimbot.
A little bit.
Can't miss now.
Okay. Junk slices out from the pile at some people. Zosra, I kind of want to roll the natural two. You nimbly dodge out of the way. All right, Mr. Jode, I'm going to do one on you as well. Again, pew-pew. Oh my god!
Nice.
Natural one again. This is the worst. This is terrible.
Wow.
And Krychek. There we go. A 20, which will hit you.
Oh, man.
So you just get sliced a little bit for like 5 points of slashing damage. A bit of metal goes shoo and shoots by you. Great. Eswar from outside. the scrapyard. Right. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Well, I think I will head over there. Hold on. And let's try to hit it with my.
Okay, you need to step another 5 feet to get right next to it, but yeah.
Sorry?
So you need to move a little 5 feet more to be next to the creature, which is right here.
Okay.
But I'm you have the movement. You just only took like 10 feet.
The computer to do what I want it to do.
You assume he's attacking the creature.
Oh, no.
Take this star.
What a
child.
Turn.
Yeah, it's just not responding.
Okay, well, I can bloop you closer. Give me that attack.
All right.
So give me the attack. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, here's the attack. Did it work?
No. Do you also have a pop-up?
Oh.
I mean, he's actually here in the Lundin household as we speak.
Oh, yeah, I did have a pop-up, and I clicked on it.
Oh, okay. I don't know why no one from the Lundin household is... Well, no, Ron, you were able to roll some dice.
Try again.
I can roll the dice.
Yeah, the dice are rolling. Try again.
Try one more time here. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
Okay. All right.
With the little roll button at the bottom?
Yeah, just roll a d20 using the bottom thing then, and we can just add your bonuses and compare.
Weird. I wonder...
D20 at the bottom? I'm not seeing.
So in the chat window, where everything sort of... where you would type something, there's a bunch of dices, right? You can just hit one of those and just roll it.
Right. I'm clicking on that. That's not... Nothing's happening there either.
You have to click roll as well. Then you have to click roll. Right? Oh, if you click the button, it'll just put a d20 in the chat, and then you click roll, and it'll roll it. You could also add your bonus there if you want, or we can just add it afterwards.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
That's strange.
Alrighty. It is strange. Try refreshing your thing. Do you mind if I roll for you real quick then?
Go ahead. I'm adding 8 to the roll.
That's phenomenal.
There we go. You did it. Damage. So you come in with your thing, you smack it with your flail, your solar flail. And it just kind of like sinks in a little bit.
Really?
You're not sure if you've heard it at all.
Okay.
You have one more action.
Let's see. I could try. Hold on here. Let me get. There I am. How about? Give me a second. I could try my solar shot. I guess I'm probably too. Huh. Close for that, or am I? I don't know.
I mean, you can just do it. It's just basically you just use your blast it with your hand, right?
Okay.
You're just taking the map on that. You're taking the multiple attack penalty because it's a second action, but you can definitely give it a try. Here, I'll again.
Map.
That time you. Yeah.
You sort of
blast at it, and you just kind of. You just kind of barely miss. Well,
here it is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh. All right. Okay. Isaac.
That's my turn.
Yeah.
All right. So I saw bludgeoning did nothing.
Just kind of smooshed it a little bit.
Just kind of smooshed it a little bit.
Also, I'm being grabbed. I'm kind of being grabbed. So I'm not going to pull out my Dashko. I'm just going to swipe it with my claw.
Okay.
So I have it targeted.
Oh, no. Wow. These dice.
That's bad.
Yeah. So many initial ones.
Yep.
Don't forget about hero points, by the way.
How many do I have? Do we just have the one?
Yep. We just have the one right now, yeah.
Yep. No, I'm just going to... I'll just try again.
You try again. Fair enough.
Yep.
That's a great
that use is of a hero hit, point. Though.
There you go. That's way better.
That wasn't even a use of a hero point. That was a use of the second attack roll.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You get in there and this claw your dash this thing.
No, it's my claw. It's with my claw because I'm being grabbed and I'm not going to go pull out my.
Yeah, you kind of that, and you just kind of like claw. You try to swing it. Basically, the first one you just kind of like scrape up against, and the claw. The other one comes out the other side. You puncture something like it feels like you're punching essentially, you know, or scraping up against this vat of pudding. You've broken the skin of the pudding for sure, but it's real squishy, but it's also metal. All right.
Okay. So
you have one more action.
Can I try to free myself?
You can. There will be an escape check, basically, right? Yep. But that also takes the map. So you're at -8 at this point for an athletics check, though, an acrobatics check, or just an attack roll.
It'll be athletics.
Okay.
But that's like that's a map.
Because escape is an attack action. Yeah, and you're on your second map because you've just attacked twice.
Oh, that sucks. So I have a -10, is what you're telling me. Okay.
Probably
yeah, not agile.
Oh, that's not agile. Well, unless you're punching, it's agile, right? Because unarmed attacks are agile. You could punch your way out of this, basically.
Oh. Okay. Shit. Whatever.
Can he claws way out?
Essentially, yes. That's basically what it is. But it's just another natural one. So many nat ones. They gotta get out. Okay, round two. All nat ones are gone. We'll never roll a nat one again. All right, Zosra.
Thank you for that foreboding word.
I've rolled more of the natural ones.
So my thought is to try the thievery. I think it sounded like it's still a viable
viable thing to do if you want. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm right next to one of the piles that I can do it on?
Yeah, you can try to move some stuff out of the way for sure.
Okay, so I'll try to maybe at least weaken it or do something or make this thing stop shooting. So let me do that right here. My proficiencies. Let's do a thievery right now. I don't know what that means.
there you go. That's a great roll. Okay, so Zosra, you reach in there. It's not a one.
That's got a
one. For 24, you kind of, again, reach in there, maybe pull down a large, sort of almost like load-bearing looking piece of metal. Clang. Most of the other pieces of metal, dangerous looking metal, kind of shift and fall to the ground. Harmless. The sort of general magneticness of it all ends. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm gonna let you know that hazard has been disabled.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Good
work.
Yay. Good job.
All right. Okay. I got this part. I think I'm going to then draw a weapon. Not that it's going to do me any good with that thing, whatever that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
But I will. I will draw my laser pistol.
So we know that bludgeoning is useless. We know that slashing has a DR5. We haven't tried energy yet.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to draw my laser pistol. It's showing us already out, but I doubt it. We would be walking through.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's fair. Thank you for being honest. So you pull out your laser pistol, and again, you kind of can feel like it,
it's trying
pulling
to pull
a little weirdly. Yeah. Yeah.
And I will end my turn.
Okay. Steph, Starchild.
I'm going to get him on the monster.
Yeah, get him.
And then also pull out and fire my laser pistol.
Great.
So let me. That would be a plus five. All right. And we've determined that these little buttons are just not working here. Oh no!
They're working. Great.
That's so weird. That's actually no. It took me back to my sheet. I guess
that's okay because you did roll something. Work?
Yeah,
you look did. At that. Yes, and you made a big hit. So you just like, look at this thing, get it, and you fire your laser pistol. You're like point blank range, plow. Roll that damage.
All right. Not great damage, of course.
Not great damage, but when you hit it, it kind of ripples, like it's in pain. It detaches from Krychek. It just kind of detaches, and all of you who are sort of like were feeling your weapons kind of being drawn towards it, that magnetic pull kind of
that's nice.
Feel a little bit of a it's oh interesting. Okay, yeah.
Hmm.
Great. I think you have one more action. You had to draw. You drew your pistol. No, it does count to draw. I forgot you did it. Yeah. So shoot. Get him. Draw. Shoot.
And get him does not add to damage. Is that right?
Only. Should be adding to damage. Yes, because when leading by example, you did do a little more damage.
Leading by example.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that do again? An extra like charisma bonus of damage to you.
Maybe. I should have looked it up.
One plus half your charisma. Okay.
Jason, is that an effect that you can that she has?
I think I've get him and led by example. I think Sophia targeted the specific creature, might have added it for you, but that's okay. We'll remember that for next time.
So everybody else will get a plus one bonus to damage rolls as well.
Remember when you attack it. Right click it, or isn't it shift T?
Just T. If you're just hovering T. over it, you can just hit T, yeah.
And then it selects it as a targeted, and then everything you do directly applies to it. It makes Jason's life easy.
Dr. Dume.
All right. I'm going to try my new spell. So I'm going to move to there.
Climbing up on this pile.
Sure.
A little bit.
It's safe now.
And then I'm going to cast a sonic scream.
Ooh. Ah, okay.
I like it. Sounds good.
Place that cone.
Does it sound like Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
great. And I get a fortitude save on that. Find out what happens. Okay. Success, but not a critical success, so I'm only taking half damage. But the that vibration just kind of make the whole thing kind of like, it definitely looks like when you put a bunch of iron filings on a drum, it's showing the sound.
Nice.
Okay. Now it's my turn. Ooze time. So many things I didn't care for here. Starchild, you've damaged me, so you're gonna get a pseudopod strike.
Very, very minorly.
Yes, but so far the only
it was
one.
Very minor.
This thing kind of like punches you with its whole entire body.
Wow, rude.
Oh no, max damage on that. Punched.
Ouch.
And then we will target Eswar, who also did.
I can't take that again.
No. Krychek damaged me.
Yeah, I hit you, but I don't think I did anything.
I decided to go against Krychek instead.
Okay, fair.
Another damage. Great. Oh. 8 damage to Krychek. You get sort of punched in the face. And then this thing kind of oozes towards Dr. Dumais in his loud noises. All right, Jode.
Alrighty, well, that's not great. But Starchild's weapon seemed to do like legitimate damage, right? So am going to shoot with my Aeon rifle.
Okay, great.
That'll teach you.
That is a hit. Rolling.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Nice.
This is going to be really 6 fire damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Does Gidim add to our damage as well?
No.
It adds the attack.
It just adds. It just makes the it gives it a penalty to AC and.
Oh, okay. Saves. Got it. Still getting used to that from first edition.
Yeah, yeah. Blam, a little laser blast hits it again. It really just kind of like spikes up with its liquid black form.
Wow. Well, you know, maybe painful. I will, for my second action, I'm going to go ahead and do that again. Maybe.
Energize
it. Maybe we'll see. Oh, that's good.
That's a hit. Roll that damage again.
Another 1d8. This time I'll do only 2 fire. And then with my third action, I have a Star Child. You're 12 down.
I will,
for my last action, use Transfer Vitality. When I had the whole talking together in the ghost levels where we all sort of chatted with one another and created my mystic bond, I can take energy from that mystic bond and channel it into you. I will take 12 points and heal you with them.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Gosh, I wish there was a way to do that.
I transfer it
from the network.
Okay, from the network. Great. Make sure you've marked off how much you've used there. And Eswar, we're back
to you. So before Eswar goes,
okay,
Jode ended his turn. That triggers a reaction from me because he hit a creature twice.
Okay.
Killsteel.
Killsteel.
So it actually allows me to aim.
And then strike it.
Strike it. So
very good.
Added to mine. It should be. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Is aim added to mine? I don't see it.
Oh, hang on. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's adding it to my actions instead of to my. I guess use as a reaction, maybe.
Yeah, you can fine. You can do.
Or
that.
Do we add it to him? There we go. Yeah, that's it.
You've aimed.
Awesome. So I'm going to target him, which is, I think, T. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens when I shoot. Pew, pew. All right. It's that
one. Good luck.
And we do have the magnetic field, which automatically pops up because I'm using that. I like that.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. Natural 20.
Too bad this ooze is immune to critical
hits. Immune to criticals, of course. But he still takes the effects, I think, of any critical.
Yes, if you have any critical effects.
I'm very critical about his effects. Let's see. This should add on the extra dice, does it? I should get the D4. Why am I not getting the D4? Any base damage. Okay, there's the... No. That's weird. Okay, for some reason it's not.
That is weird. A lot of stuff's going poorly right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can add it as just a bonus.
Yeah, just throw it on and just let me know what it is.
Because it is a 1d4.
Oh, okay, that's because you thinks you're. Hold on.
Yeah. Let's try this again. I have to target them too. It has to be on them, right?
No, I think it's on you. You get it.
No, because they're my target.
Yes, it's true. But for the effect was, I don't know why the effect is listed as expired in your
okay.
And I can't get it to not do that. So it that's why I think
that's fine. I will just add it as 1d4.
Yeah.
I think that's just base damage, which is fire. And let's see if that does everything. Oh, good.
You did.
I rolled a 1 and a 3, but it's free damage.
It's damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's free damage.
It's enough something damage.
I was not sure it was going to happen that often, but
you're welcome.
All right, now we're back to SOR.
All right, my bludgeoning damage didn't do anything to it, so I'm going to switch out to my Magnetar rifle.
Okay,
and take a shot at it. And see if it actually works. Yes, it does work now. And
it does.
I imagine that's a miss with a 7.
That is a miss. Unfortunately, you don't use this rifle very often, so it's not. You haven't cleaned
well,
it lately.
Well, part of the reason is because I'm not very good with it.
Yeah.
Point it the other way.
Yeah, I mean, I could try again. I don't like my chances, but I'll try.
You got a minus 3. To this
yes, I do.
Roll.
Yeah. So, but if I roll high enough,
you roll high enough. But
nope, not that.
Not
not that.
Okay. Well, that's just.
Yeah, maybe put that thing away before you hurt somebody.
Yeah, really. Unfortunately, I tried to hurt somebody, and I didn't.
You got your weapon out, shot it twice. So that's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. Krytek. No longer attached to you. This thing has sort of oozed away a little bit.
Cool. I see that a laser pistol works rather well. So I just got one.
Effective.
So I'll go ahead and targeted it, and I will shoot it. So I draw it, one action.
Draw it.
Shoot. Second action.
Oh. There we go. Two creature that doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we went from 1s to 20s.
Yeah, that's right. Mean. Better.
Even if it doesn't double, I'll be happy with it.
At least it's a hit.
Yeah.
Now, does that factor in the plus one I get for get it? Get
yes. Him? There actually is a plus one damage to get him, which I'm just noticing now. But
yeah.
When
if you look in the chat,
Star-Child leads by example. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It shows you where it came from. So,
yeah.
Okay. It doesn't have a critical thing that it goes on fire or anything, does it?
I don't think so. Not at this level. I don't. Okay. Yeah. Second edition guns aren't like
aren't
always.
Like
yeah.
First
always
edition.
Have
okay.
Not like first edition guns. Yeah. All right. Well. Wait. You have one more.
I get one more. So I'll shoot it again.
Go for it.
At a nothing. Just straight up. Nope.
That one's a miss.
Not with that roll.
Indeed. All right, Zosra, we're back to you.
Okay. That's right, because I acted
out
of turn. I acted out.
I'm
really sorry.
Always acting out.
I acted out. Let me go ahead and see about trying to do one of those there. All right, where is it? My abilities. A weakening shot.
Oh, that sounds good.
Two actions, and I will try to attack it. Let's see if I can target him. I've got him targeted.
Yep.
He should have the aim condition on him now.
Yeah, you've got it.
And so let's see if this works. We'll do a regular strike. Pew, pew. We will.
That is a hit.
That's a hit. Okay.
That is a hit. Yeah. It's not hard to hit.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
It's just it's got some resistance. Yeah.
Sure. Rub it in.
So damage.
Right.
Okay. And then it's got the toggle now for the D4, which is what I needed. Okay, cool.
Nice.
So a little better. And because I hit him, he can be he's been doing like melee attack things. I'll probably enfeeble. Enfeeble.
Alrighty.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then that's two actions. Third action. I'll go ahead and just do a map attack on him. Still got aim on him.
Ooh.
You're saying that's going to miss?
No,
that's
fair. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I believe that.
Oh yeah, geez, now the hero point got into a 20. Why not? Why not?
Wow.
So many crits that we've used up.
Yeah, three so crits. Many,
it'll
count.
Be fine. Yeah.
But 7 points of fire damage.
Right. Okay.
Yep. Wait, he only took 4?
You know how your aim damage is precision damage.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wait,
nothing
a
to really aim at.
Does it say that? Yeah.
It sure does.
Mm. It does.
all right, Steph, all right, so Star Child.
Can I move away without getting attacked? Is there like a disengage thing I'd need to do?
Yeah, you could move. If this thing had any kind of reaction, it hasn't used anything like that yet. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you want to be very safe, then you can just step and go 5 feet back. And that doesn't provoke reactions.
I don't know if that. Oh. Okay. I guess I could do that. So I'll just move back, get him, and shoot again with the laser pistol.
I recommend destroying it. That's my advice.
Mm-hmm.
I will do my best.
Take it down.
That's going to miss. Do you want a hero point?
Disappointing. Yeah, I'll do that. Worked out well for my friend here, so maybe it'll work out for me.
You could be a hero like me.
We could be heroes.
Oh-ho!
Nice. And that's a hit.
Just for one day. All right, so I'm adding...
all that damage.
And adding... 1 plus half my charisma. Oops.
Yeah, you're getting 3 more damage.
Oh my gosh. What is going on?
Nice.
Okay, I hit something and made the pop-up go away. So
Just on the chat you can just click the just click it again if the pop-up went away.
Okay. Oh, never mind. I was looking for the pop-up, not in the chat. There we go. Oh.
Yeah, there's a damage button in the chat.
And I didn't add.
That's okay. I can do it.
Okay, so it's that plus.
Oops. Sorry about that. I always have the wrong person selected every time I do damage.
How?
Okay, great. So it was 3, but then plus 2, I think, or plus 3.
Plus three. So you did 6 damage. Bam, fire. You've burned it. It's getting really badly crispy around the edges for sure. Dr. Dumais.
All right. I'm going to move away from it.
Sure.
I will draw my laser pistol.
Very good.
And I will attempt to shootify it. I will hero point that as well, since that seems to be the thing we're doing. And do I just click on the hero point?
Actually, no. You don't need to click on the hero point on that one. Because you've all been doing all this fire damage, it's magnetic. I haven't been able to figure out how to turn it off. The magnetic field penalty is not in effect. And with the get 'em, this thing has an AC of 11.
So I hit it.
You did hit. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, I could just do this. That's what I should have done the whole time ago.
Three.
You have a shock pad, it seems.
Oh, I pushed the wrong thing?
Oh, yeah. You may have attacked with your shock pad and not with your laser pistol.
Oh, you know what? Because it moved. It moved down.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you drew it. Okay. We'll just call it...
it's the same damage, I think. 1d6, yeah.
Well, plus one. Come get him.
Plus one.
Lead by example.
Yeah. Plus one. Great. So it's this thing's turn. It is. Stop doing that. Stop magnetic fielding everybody. You're taking fire damage. Anyway, it's not important because this thing is hurt enough that it's like it starts oozing away. This here, and it kind of gets to this fence in about, you know, one-ish action, and then it just kind of like pushes itself through the fence and out and away. I don't know if anyone wants to chase it, but that's basically using all of its actions to flee.
So when it moved, I would have gotten my hair triggered.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Yeah, you would have hair triggered. Yes. I knew that was going to happen, and then I forgot to forgot all this
that's
magnetic
fine.
Field
I don't,
things.
It, you know, I'll probably just do a thing, I hope.
I wouldn't want it to go hurt anybody else, so I hope you don't.
That's true. All right. I forgot to target it, but that's got to hit it.
Yeah.
And then damage, which I don't care if aim doesn't matter anyhow at this point. So it's just damage. Come on, big numbers. Oh, good. Two. Oh, well.
It's something. It's not enough to finish it off, unfortunately. It gets out of here and gets away. Just like seconds after that has happened, and before you get a chance to maybe think about chasing it, Joe, the door opens in front of you. There is a Yusoki, Whitefurred Yusoki, with a headband on, overalls on, big gloves, and he's kind of taking off this these like ear noise canceling headphones, and it's like, oh yeah, you need anything? And from that, we'll end tonight's session.
Okay.